Sportsbet Ballarat racing today on the synthetic. I can report that the fog has gone and it's a beautiful winter's morning here in Ballarat. And joining me to go through the program here is Trav Noonan. Trav, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. Good morning to all the listeners. Yeah, seven races from Ballarat on the synthetic today. It's a probably pretty standard meeting, just a couple of maidens and 0-58, but there's a few favourites keen on sort of in the middle of the program.
First event on the program is a maiden over 1,100 metres. Seven is the Scratching. Nabbed is the favourite, 260. Side bet, 330. 460, Zudini. Testado at $5.50. Out to Isolating at $8. Who do we like here in the first, Trav?
Yeah, this is a really competitive little main. I thought there was four real main chances, but happy to go with the Unrace Brigade and side with Side Bet, who's coming off a Traralgon trial victory. From the Matt Laurie team. I thought he was really good in that trial there. And in behind him was Gunstock, who was very unlucky yesterday at Donald. So I think that form from the trial can hold up. And I thought his performances at the trials and jump outs indicate he'll be here to run well first up, the eight Side Bet. Put him on top of the three Zudini, who's ran placings at all three of his starts to date. He was very good here last time at the synthetic track and gets Brett Preble in the saddle. Two Testado was also good here last time at the Ballarat Synthetic. Came from a bit off the pace. The step up in trips definitely going to be a key for him. And the nine Nabbed, Linda Meach on board for Tony and Calvin McAvoy, has jumped out well. They seem the main four chances and be working around those. But eight on top for me, Side Bet to beat the three Zudini, two Testado and nine Nabbed.
Race number two is a three-year-old maiden over 1,200 metres. Four Glenn Forbes comes out here. Favourite is Tessanine. Damien Lane's one ride for the day, $1.95. Crocodile Dundee at $3. Kumanol, $5.50. Arapiles, $9.50. Out to Slam the Hammer at $19, Trev.
Yeah, interesting to see Damien Lane here at Ballarat, just with the one ride. I've tipped against him here, though. I thought Crocodile Dundee, his jump outs this time in, have been very good. And two of his runs last time at Terrain were both really good performances. He went under $1.65, but I think this time in he might come back a bit better racehorse. And Brett Preble on from Barrier 1, I think he should get his chance here, the three Crocodile Dundee. To beat the 11 Tez Neem, who did nothing wrong on debut here at this track, and she gets Damien Lane now in the saddle, she'll be right up on top of the speed and make her presence felt now. Sorry, that was at Ballarat on the turf track on the heavy nine. She comes here in the synthetic. They're the two main chances. I think it's a good gap back to the third pick, which is the five, Kermalore, who's jumped out while Flemington in preparation for this. And then we go to the one, Arapiles, who's also jumped out quite nicely at St Arnett in preparation for this. But three to beat 11, 5 and 1.
Race number three is a maiden over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 5, 11 and 14. Zach Spain is the rider for number four. Cracking Knight is the favourite here at $2.20. And a Hero, $3.70. Carlisle Bells at $6.50. $9 for Adelaide Show. And Pebble Raider, 13.
Yeah, this is a really interesting maiden, to say the least. I think Cracking Knight at $2.20 is very short. Well, he's even shorter than that at some corporates. I thought he had his chance at Eden Hope last week and sort of had everything in his favour. $2.20, I just think it's ridiculously short about a horse who's had 10 starts. But I suppose it sort of speaks to the strength of this maiden. I went against him. I've gone with a 10 Pebble Raider at sort of an each-way price. I thought a run here last time was quite good. In behind the likes of Extrapolate and Zudini, you'll get a line through that form with Zudini in the first. And thought an each-way price, she may be able to run well here, the 10 Pebble Raider. 12 Carlisle Bells had her debut on a soft track. Didn't make much of an impact at Wangaratta, but could potentially improve here on the synthetic surface with Craig Newitt in the saddle. Two Cracking Knight, he's obviously one of the main players here. I just think he's too short in the market, but he will map to be on speed. You'll have every chance for Michael D. And 13 Adelaide Show can perhaps improve now with another run under her belt. But pretty wide open sort of maiden. 10 to beat 12 to 13.
Race number four on the card is a 58 over 1,100 metres. Take out number two, Buck Bay. Tanner is the favourite here. Horse number one, 270. Hellvoyer at $4.60. Wild Charlotte, $5.50. True Metal and Funding, $5.50. Before we head out to Styx, who is an $11 chance.
Yeah, I thought Tanner's definitely got his chance here to break through again. He likes this track here, the synthetic, and he's been really good at both his most recent runs. Second at Geelong two starts back when Preble was in the saddle in a benchmark 58, and then last time he went to a benchmark 70, and he was very competitive against some pretty handy horses, Calcani Royale, Zorro's Dream, Marketing. Zorro's Dream, of course, Flemington competitive yesterday. So he drops back here to a 0-58. He just looks incredibly well-placed, the one Tanner, and he's going to take a power of beating, I think, to beat the 5, Halvoya, who was a good last start winner at Pakenham on the synthetic. She definitely seems to have an appreciation for this synthetic surface, and she's racing really well. In for third went the way of the 6 Sticks, who was disappointing last night, but has freshened up since then, has got a win on the synthetic in the past, and his best would make him competitive, and 3 True Metal was okay last time at Pakenham, and can definitely be in amongst the placings. 1, 5, 6, 3 in the fourth.
Race number 5 on the program. This is a 58 over 1,200 metres. There are no scratchings here for the fifth event. And the Tab Fixed Odds favourite is Prosecutor, number 3 at $3.20. Fleet Dreams, $3.70. King Koi at $6.50. Colonel at $8. Inside Edge, $9. As is Playmaster out to Diyama at $13.
Yeah, this is a really competitive little race, the 0-58 for the 1,200. I thought King Kohai, though, with his record here at the Ballarat Synthetic, is well-placed. Not sure he quite stretches out to 1,400 these days, and back to the 12, I think, is a big tick for this horse. He was good here, too. Starts back beating Renee, and he's in sort of with the 60 kilos rather than the 62 of last time. So I think he's well-placed, the 2, King Kohai. Put him on top. No real knocks on 3, Prosecutor. He's going very well this preparation for the Shea Eden stable. He was very good winning at Pakenham on the synthetic 2 starts ago and then was competitive in benchmark 58 grade last time. Little drop back in grade is going to help him. The 1, Fleet Dreams, is another horse who's racing really well. Was a strong winner here last time on the Ballarat synthetic. This is a little bit of a step up, but can definitely probably find this level. And 4, Red River Lad, bit of a tongue twister, but he could be the improver, second up for the new stable. Numbers 2, 3, 1, and 4.
2, 3, 1, 4 in race number 5 on the program. Race number 6. This is a fillies and mares 58 over 1,400 metres. No scratchings here. Our Guardian Angel, short price favourite, 225. Jolly's Choice, 420. Miss Kansas, 550. Zume's at 950. Paris Gem at 10. Jenny V is an $11 chance.
Oh, she's knocking on the door, our gate. Guardian Angel. She's been gone around at favourite the last 3 at $1.55, $1.75 and $2.90, and she's in the short price again. I just kind of want to see her win one. I thought last time she had every possible, and sort of just wondering whether she's really got that will to win. So I'm sort of tipping against her here, our Guardian Angel. I went with the 6 Zume's, who I thought's racing in really good order this campaign. I think she's come back better for the Goodwin stable, was a good first-up winner at Echuca, and then was good in a pretty strong 0-58 there last time when fourth behind Villanaire and Black Sea. Black Sea came out of that race and won yesterday at Donald. I thought it was a good sort of each-way play here, the 6 Zume's, to beat our Guardian Angel, who, whilst racing really consistently, the knock is she just needs to win one, and I do wonder whether the 1,200 is maybe a little short for her, but she's definitely got the class on her day. Then we go to the 2, I'm a Champion, who can definitely be an improver here. Was all right first up, probably an unsuitable distance. Last preparation, her form definitely would be good enough to be competitive in this. And then we went to the 7, Jolly's Choice, who's racing in really good form and does seem to appreciate the synthetic surface. 6 on top there, Zume's to beat 5, 7, and 2.
Race number 7, final event on the program here at Sportsbet Ballarat. It's a handicap for 58ers over the 1,500 metres. Scratchings here are 1, then 14 through 18. So 1, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 out of the last. Jan Andreo on to 10. 12, Duke of Castilla's Harry Grace. And time tunnel number 13 is Lewis German. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here for the final event is Kissing Game at $2.90. Yankee Toss 6, Predicated 7, Dixie Built at $7.50. Latest Bentley 8, Dreyocta at $9.50, and 11B and $11 chance.
This is wide open. 0-58 at sort of 1,500 metres, and I reckon you could have chances for 8 of sort of the 11 that are left in the race. I went the way of Dre Ochter at sort of an each-way price. He's going to put himself right up on top of the speed. He's been racing in pretty consistent form majority of this campaign. His last start on the synthetic, he was very good at packing them in a similar sort of grade of race to this. So put him on top at sort of an each-way price there, the 3 Dre Ochter from 6 Dixie Built, who's, I think, just about ready to do something. Sort of takes a while to get fit, this horse, but his last start effort at Bairnsdale in a pretty strong 0-58 there was quite good, and he has raced well here on the synthetic in the past. Then we go to the 5 Yankee Toff, who I think will appreciate the step out to 1,500 metres and the booking of Michael D. He's been racing really well and does appreciate this track. An 8 Predicated drop back in grade should put himself up on the speed. He'll be competitive. I think the favourite's pretty short in the last. Happy to sort of take her on kissing game coming out of that benchmark 58 win last time. 3 Dre Ochter on top to beat 6, 5 and 8 in the last. Best bet, race 2, number 3, Crocodile Done Deal. I think Brett Preble going on is a good sign. He's jumped out well, and he should take some beating. Next best, race 4, number 1, Tanner, who's got the big drop in grade from benchmark 70 to 0-58. Company today and looks well placed. And in the quaddie, first leg will take horses 1 and 5. Race number 5, second leg will take 1, 2, 3. Race 6, third leg will take 5, 6 and 7. And in the last leg, we'll load up because I think it's very competitive. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 8 for the racing today at Ballarat and the Synthetic.
Thanks very much for your time this morning, Trav. Good luck today.
No worries.